Good morning, and welcome to this another edition of Mornings for the Master on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host today. I'm so pleased that you've joined us, and I hope that you'll stick with us for the next hour or so as we spend time in God's Word this morning. In just a few minutes, we'll be continuing our ongoing study of the Old Testament in 2017. Today, our topic will be Daniel, and we'll be looking at chapter 4 and Nebuchadnezzar's second dream. But before we get to that, we do want to make note of some things that will be going on around us, and one of those is the 2017-2018 Bible Bowl of Northeast Texas. This year, the study is 1st and 2nd Corinthians. The testing center will always be at the North Jefferson Church of Christ, located at 2311 North Jefferson in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Now, the testing is held the second Monday of every month, beginning at 7 p.m. There is our youth division for grades 1 through 12, and adults also have the opportunity to participate. So it is for all ages. What is used as the motivation for this series is the fact that we consider 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, when Paul was writing to Timothy and said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And so, it is important, as Paul noted with Timothy, that we learn the Scriptures from an early age, and those Scriptures will make us wise unto salvation. As always, we have great appreciation for the elders and the congregation at North Jefferson for hosting this beneficial series every year. Now, the next installment will be over chapters 5 through 8 of 1 Corinthians, and that is going to be coming up on Monday, November the 13th, 2017, and the host congregation will be the Blodgett congregation, so be making plans to attend that. Also, I do want to remind you that if you are in the Northeast Texas area, this coming Saturday, October the 21st, there will be a men's breakfast in the annex at the Mount Vernon Church of Christ building here, the home of the Gospel Radio Network. And that will begin at 8 a.m., and you are certainly invited to attend that. We would love for you to let us know you're coming, so help make sure we have plenty of food available. You can contact us at 903-537-4129. Coming up, October the 22nd and running through the 25th is going to be a gospel meeting at the Central Church of Christ in Athens, Texas. And this will be at 7 p.m. nightly, in addition to the Lord's Day morning services. The speaker for this series of gospel meetings will be Brother Brian Braswell. He does an outstanding job. We encourage you to make plans to attend that in Athens, Texas. It's a great opportunity to hear some great preaching. Also, those same dates, there is going to be a gospel meeting at the Maybank Church of Christ in Maybank, Texas, and the speaker will be Brother Billy Bland, and this will begin at 7 p.m. nightly also. Also, coming up the first weekend in November, we want you to be making plans to be with us in Mount Vernon, Texas for the annual Gospel Radio Network lectureship, and that's going to be coming up and the first Saturday and Sunday in November. And we hope that you will be with us. You'll have the opportunity to hear some fantastic speakers. And you will also be treated on Saturday to a a barbecue luncheon, and then on Sunday we will have a potluck, and there will also be updates of the ongoing work of the Gospel Radio Network. So we hope that you will make plans to attend. Okay, let's turn our attention now to our lesson for today as we study today in the book of Daniel, and we look at chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar's second dream. Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king. To all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore, I issued a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers came in, and I told them the dream, but they did not make known to me its interpretation. But at last Daniel came before me. His name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. In him is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in you, and no secret troubles you. Explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and its interpretation. These were the visions of my head while on my bed. I was looking, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and became strong. Its height reached to the heavens, and it could be seen to the ends of all the earth. Its leaves were lovely, its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beast of the field found shade under it. The birds of the heavens dwelt in its branches, and all the flesh was fed from it. I saw in the visions of my head while on my bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Chop down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beast get out from under it, and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beast on the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of a beast, and let seven times pass over him. This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he will, and he sets over it the lowest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to you the interpretation. But you are able, for the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely, and its fruit abundant, in which was food for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beast of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, Is not this that great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men, and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to put down. Earlier, here in the book of Daniel, chapter 2 recorded a dream of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. It described a large image of a man that represented four empires that were representative of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, as we have previously studied. The image would be destroyed by a small stone made without hands. Let's look back to chapter 2 and verses 44 and 45. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. This passage prophesied that God was going to establish a kingdom that would stand forever. This kingdom would consume all other kingdoms of the world. The king offered praise to God after this prophecy was revealed. Still in chapter 2, notice verse 47. The king answered Daniel and said, "Truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret." And then as we moved into chapter 3, we found that Nebuchadnezzar made a graven idol of gold. And the decree was made that all must worship the image of gold. However, we found that three young men refused to bow down and worship the image of gold and were thrown into a fiery furnace. Notice in chapter 3, let's pick up in verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together And they saw these men, on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. This again moved the heart of the mistake-prone Nebuchadnezzar. And he blessed the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as you looked at yesterday. And now chapter 4 brings us the details of a second dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And so we see now Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel's interpretation of it, and its fulfillment all here in chapter 4. Let us go back to verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. This letter or message is from King Nebuchadnezzar. And notice that it is addressed to all peoples, to all nations, and all languages upon the earth. Verse 2, I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are His signs, and how mighty are His wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. Nebuchadnezzar proclaims here the signs and wonders of the Most High, the God of Israel. He also proclaims the fact that the kingdom of God is eternal and that it is everlasting, and the rule of the Most High God is from generation to generation. And so now the king begins to relate his dream. Verse 4, Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Here King Nebuchadnezzar points out that the dream which he had caused him great distress, and that it was causing him to be afraid. He then points out that he was not satisfied with the interpretation of his dream by the seers in Babylon. Verse 6, therefore I issued a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers came in, and I told them the dream. But they did not make known to me its interpretation. So though he called in all of the seers and magicians of Babylon, they were unable to explain to him what the dream meant or signified. And so King Nebuchadnezzar now turns to Daniel to give him answers concerning his dream. Verse 8, but at last Daniel came before me. His name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. In him is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in you, and no secret troubles you, explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and its interpretation. The king relates the details of the dream to Daniel. He was called Belteshazzar in Babylon, we find that Nebuchadnezzar is confident that Daniel, as a result of his God, would be able to give him the interpretation of the dream. And so now we see the details of the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 10. These were the visions of my head while on my bed. I was looking, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and became strong. Its height reached to the heavens, and it could be seen to the ends of all the earth. Its leaves were lovely, its fruit abundant, and in it was food for all. The beast of the field found shade under it. The birds of the heaven dwelt in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. And I saw in the visions of my head while on the bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Chop down the tree, and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves, and scatter its fruit. Let the beast get out from under it, and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beasts on the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of a beast, and let seven times pass over him. This decision is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. And so we see that the dream of Nebuchadnezzar depicts a great tree in the center of the earth. We're told that it reached to the heavens and could be seen by all men. In the dream, a watcher comes down from heaven, and he makes a decree concerning the tree. The tree was to be cut down and would leave only the stump and roots. It was to be bound with iron and bronze. It was to be wet with the dew of heaven. And Nebuchadnezzar was to graze with the beast of the field. The heart of Nebuchadnezzar was to be changed from that of a man to the heart of a beast. And it is said that it was to let seven times pass over him. Possibly this was a reference to years, maybe. We're not really given exact detail here. But here Nebuchadnezzar is stating in a public way for all to know. He is wanting all to know that the Most High God rules in the kingdoms of men, and that it is God that controls the kingdom and God who rules in them. Indeed, he is correct, for this fact has not changed since before or after the days of King Nebuchadnezzar. Now we might note in verse 18 that the confidence of the king in Daniel's ability to interpret his dream is clearly shown there in verse 18. When it said, This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation. Since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation. But you are able, for the Spirit of the Holy God is in you. The king is desirous to hear Daniel's interpretation of the dream. However, we find that Daniel was hesitant to reveal the details of the dream due to what the truth of the matter was. Daniel, upon hearing the dream, is certainly taken aback by it, and he was greatly distressed. However, the king reassures Daniel that it is okay to level with him. In other words, if Daniel will reveal the dream, there's no danger to him. The king is not going to hand his head to him on a platter if he gives him bad news. Verse 19. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. Verses 20 through 26 proceed to give us the details of the interpretation by Daniel concerning Nebuchadnezzar's dream. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely and its fruit abundant, in which was food for all under which the beast of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. For your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Remember now that Nebuchadnezzar had earlier related the details of the dream, and now Daniel is providing the interpretation of the dream. We see that the great tree in the dream represents Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel relates that King Nebuchadnezzar would be driven out of his palace and be forced to live with the beast of the earth and to eat grass like cattle. This would go on for 7 years if the word times is a reference to years. This would last until Nebuchadnezzar realized for sure that God reigns over the kingdoms of men and places whomever he chooses in authority. We need to understand that the authorities that be are ordained and placed there by God. The kingdom would eventually be returned to Nebuchadnezzar, as shown by the leaving of the stump and the roots of the tree. This would occur, though, only when he realizes that God is in charge. We find next that Daniel counsels the king to be righteous and be merciful in verse 27. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. Daniel, much like John the Baptist centuries later, possessed great courage to tell the king that he was sinful and that he needed to repent. This dream would come to fulfillment in a year's time. Verse 28. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace in Babylon. It is interesting to note that the fulfillment of this prophecy or of this dream concerning Nebuchadnezzar would come at a moment when he was filled with arrogance and pride, and when he was boasting of his power and might, a moment that he had forgotten that he was placed there only by God, and that his time upon the throne was only that which was deemed appropriate by the Lord God. Let's notice this now, and especially notice the arrogance of the moment in Nebuchadnezzar. We pick up in verse 30. The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling place shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men and gives it to whomever he chooses." As is always the case, pride comes before a fall. Prophecy would be fulfilled exactly as it had been given. Verse 33. That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. He was driven out from among men into the wild, and indeed he ate grass like an ox. His body was covered with the dew, for he had no shelter in which to lie. It records that his hair grew to the length of an eagle feather, and his fingernails and toenails became like the claws of a bird. What a sad, wretched, and miserable state that Nebuchadnezzar now found himself in. Yet, it did not have to happen that way. At the end of the appointed time, Nebuchadnezzar would come to a much greater understanding of the power of the Most High God. But he would not find relief from his situation until he did. Verse 34. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" And after the seven times had passed, just as prophesied, Nebuchadnezzar would now proclaim the greatness of the God of Daniel. After living like the beast of the field, he now understood the truth of the majesty of God. He understood that God's reign was eternal. He also understood that the prophecy of chapter 2 and verse 44 regarding the everlasting kingdom was indeed all truth. Nebuchadnezzar now knew that no man, no king, no warrior could stand against the Most High. We continue in verse 36. At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth, and his ways justice. And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. Nebuchadnezzar had been properly chastised, and now his earthly greatness had been restored to him. And now King Nebuchadnezzar gives the proper honor to the Lord God. Truly, as Nebuchadnezzar learned from his experience, so we also should learn the lesson of Nebuchadnezzar. That lesson is indeed that the Most High reigns over the kingdoms of men. But let us hope that we will not be as hard-headed and prideful as Nebuchadnezzar was to have to learn that very lesson. According to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus Christ has been given all authority, and he is the ruler over the kings of the earth. Indeed, let us remember Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. My friend, have you placed your allegiance in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Or have you recklessly chosen to follow a path like Nebuchadnezzar and have to learn the hard way? You know, the choice is yours. We can place our allegiance in our Lord Jesus. But whether we do, or even if we choose not to, we will learn the fact that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The majority are going to have to learn it the hard way. Let's choose the better way. I thank you for joining me today. We're finished a little bit early today, but coming up, we encourage you to stay tuned for more programming here on the Gospel Radio Network. If the Lord wills, I'll see you again next Thursday at the same time. And stay tuned tomorrow for the continuation here in the book of Daniel, as Brother Chip will be leading our study tomorrow. And so, again, thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a blessed day.